Please don't close the door on me, please. It'll only take a minute. I'm sorry, okay? I want to apologize for cutting you off so abruptly. It was entirely my fault. I should have tried to sit down and have a talk with you. But instead, I was an immature idiot and I sabotaged our relationship. I realize I've made a massive mistake. I don't want to rectify that. Can I come in? Thank you. Thanks for being so patient. I'll take a seat on the sofa, I guess. You can sit next to me if you want, but I guess you don't want to. Look, I know you're sitting there looking at me in disgust, but I've changed a lot since we last spoke. I did a lot of self-reflection, and I understood what I did was wrong. I hope you can forgive me for it. I know it's a lot to ask, burn bridges and all that, but I'm sorry I was an awful girlfriend. I was too bossy with you, and I didn't care what you thought. Really, if you give me another chance, I would do it differently. I would do anything to get you back. Please, don't kick me out. What more could I possibly offer you? Well, I'm sorry I didn't want to deep throat you when we were dating. I guess I just wasn't comfortable with it. I kind of understand why you slept with her that day. I heard all of it, you know? I came back from work early, and I saw the extra car in the driveway. I was already suspicious, so I made my way inside as quietly as possible. I stopped right under the staircase, because I heard noises coming from the bedroom upstairs. She was moaning from so much pleasure, begging for you to fuck her like an animal. You were grunting and panting as well, and you sounded more enthusiastic than you ever did with me. That's when I started crying, because I knew I couldn't please you like she did. She's curvier than me, she's flirtier than me, and I could tell you enjoy her company more than mine. How could I even compete? No, I get it. She's much better in bed than I am. You don't need to tell me the details. But I've changed now. I think we could still be a couple. As long as you stay with me, I would do anything for you. It'll be worth it, I promise. We're meant to be with each other, and we can forget about this incident in no time. You're still thinking about her, right? I can tell you aren't paying any attention, but I bet I can change your mind. Surprise, surprise. You thought I would never be the one to initiate it. But here I am, on my knees, in front of you, with my mouth wide open. Would you like me to undo my blouse and set those tits free? Maybe unzip your jeans while I'm at it. You have to make a promise though. Tell me that we're going to get back together. Please don't ever leave me again. And I'll do this for you every day, whenever you want it. I'll wake you up every morning with my mouth, and you won't ever have to worry about morning wood again. I know I wasn't good at sex in the past, but that's changed now. I've been watching a lot of the porn you like. I trained myself with toys, so I could be like those girls. Would you like to see how well I did? I've missed your cock. It's felt like ages since I've last had it. You have such an amazing cock. No wonder the slut wants it so bad. But you're with me now. Nothing would make me happier than to see you care about me. I just can't live without you. I've tried to let go, but nothing matters more than being yours. And I can't wait to be yours again. I want to feel you inside me, like you used to. I hope my mouth make a nice and warm cock socket. It's no good for anything else anyway. You can push in deeper. Remember, whatever makes you happy, makes me happy. Didn't you always want to fuck my adorable face? Why yours? I'm sorry. I'm still new to this. Please give me a minute. No! Don't leave. I promise I can do better. It's all my fault. Just don't mind my gag reflex, okay? I don't care how much it hurts as long as you enjoy yourself. You've made me into such a mess. My face is ruined with the pre-cum and speed, strolling all the way down to my breast. Are you happy now? You won't abandon me if I do this every day, right? I'll pull my skirt for you, see? Those are the pantyhose you bought for me. I remember you saying they were a great feed for my legs. You went straight for my pussy. But that's good, because it means you want to have me. Yes, I'll get on all fours for you. Do you want my ass a little higher? Yes, take me. Be a little rough with me. I don't care. Oh.
attention to me. I know every girl's much more attractive the way your eyes glow to them. It makes me feel worthless, but you can still appreciate me, right? Tell me how good I feel. Tell me how tight my pussy is wrapped around your cock. Other girls can do this, right? Do you want me as submissive as I am? I'm sorry, but I deserve to be punished after leaving you. I've been a bad girl. But you can forgive me, right? If you use me as your personal cum rag every day, then we could forget about this. Were you thinking of other girls? Please just focus on me. Can't you see how much I want you? See, I'm capable of taking it all the way in. It's like my pussy was molded for your cock. Faster, babe. I want to feel every inch of it. Mug me from the inside. Claim me as yours, so we'll never be separate again. Yeah, trusting is getting intense now. We're meant to be together. Girl will let you cream pie her like that, right? No one will let you shoot your warm, sticky semen anywhere you like. But I'll do that anytime for you. I'll never say no to fucking you. A part of you is inside me, permanently now. Will the rest of you stay as well? Thank you so much. I knew you would take me back, babe. I knew it was all just a misunderstanding. So, I'll move back in tomorrow. This afternoon even, if I'm quick with packing. You want me to stay here for now? Sure. I'm more than happy to do that. I love you, babe. I promise I'll never let you down again. Would you do the same for me? Promise you'll never leave me or cheat on me again.